Stargates. I don't know how many people remember the show Stargate. It enjoyed a long run and in truth had interesting stories. The premise was there was a Stargate found on Earth, and if you knew the address of other planets which had a Stargate, you could dial those planets which would then activate the Stargate. Once you did this, you could step through the gate and be almost instantly transported to the gate you dialed. You may wonder why I am bringing this up, since the show was science fiction, but the reason is simple. There are quite a few people who claim there really are Stargates on Earth. Before I get into Stargates, I would like to talk about bending space, because this is related. Some scientists are claiming there is a very good chance we could travel far faster than the speed of light without actually moving. This they claim could be accomplished by bending space around us, and as it moved it would take us with it. This is the theory of the warp drive. It was thought this was pure science fiction until a few years ago, when some scientists began to believe it might be possible. I can't see how this could work, because in bending space we could be doing something harmful to the objects which are in the space being bent. While I feel this way, there is no proof one way or another for this, it is just a gut feeling. I mentioned this because this could be how a Stargate would work. It would be a lot more involved, however, because if a biological being could step through it and be delivered after traveling through a space without protective clothing and yet be able to travel this way, it would certainly take a lot of advanced science which we don't yet possess. This might mean the gate itself would be providing some sort of protection around bodies to protect them. It could also mean people stepping through the gate would be broken down to atoms and reassembled at the destination, which would also mean they might only be clones of those who started out, but think they were the same person. This has long been the theory by some concerning the Star Trek's transporter. There have been Stargates, also known as portals, reported as being on Earth. People have been seen stepping through them. Others claim the government has one with at least one address, and that is on Mars. They claim they have used it to go there, and it is controlled by the US military. There have been stories about portals opening up in the sky above some places and strange creatures coming out of them. There was even reports of Bigfoots coming out of them. While we take most of these with a grain of salt, there are some stories which seem to indicate portals could exist. Such as the story of a pilot who claimed to have flown into one by accident and managed to exit it hundreds of miles away. Not all of the Stargate or portal stories have to do with being transported to other worlds or destinations. Some have to do with being transported to another time. There are several stories about this happening. But of course, how could this ever be verified? Maybe if one of these people who claim to have been transported in time could tell us about something existing which we didn't know about yet and we could find it, it might be considered as evidence of their travels. There have been a lot of things lost in time. Processes such as creating Damascus steel was only rediscovered in the 1960s, it had been lost for over 1,000 years. The secret of Greek fire, an ancient weapon, was lost, and so on. It is said by some the secret of traveling through stargates or portals has also been lost. NASA has said portals appear to be hidden in Earth's magnetic field. A stone structure at the bottom of Lake Michigan was found that has been dated as more than 10,000 years old. It is believed to be a stargate by some, and there have been several disappearances at the site. Could those people have gone through a stargate to somewhere else? In Peru there is a wall carved into stone. In that wall is a doorway which seems to go nowhere, because it is only a couple of feet deep and backed by stone. It is known as Gate of the Gods. The area has a lot of strange rock formations. The doorway is actually an alcove with a large cutout 23 feet in height and width, with a small alcove in the center which measures about 6 feet in height. The local residents have a legend about this alcove which states it is a gateway to the lands of the gods. The legend goes on to say some humans were allowed to pass through the gateway, and sometimes they came back with their gods for a short time so the gods could inspect the land in their kingdom. There is more to this legend. It states when the Spanish conquistadors arrived and wanted to loot gold and gems from the Inca, one of the priests ran away with a golden disc. He came upon the gate which was guarded by priests and using the golden disc was able to open the gate with the help of the other priests and escaped through it, never to be seen again. A circular notch was found in the doorway which could hold a round disc in place. There is a place a little closer to home which is believed to have a stargate and vortexes. It is located in Sedona, Arizona. The area used to be a sacred one to the native people who lived near it. Sedona is near Flagstaff. It is believed there are vortexes swirling above areas in Sedona, and if you come within a couple of hundred yards of them, they will affect you. Some say they can feel a vibration coming from them. They also say they have properties which give you a strange experience, such as feeling rejuvenation and tranquility. Strange lights are often seen in the area. Did people in ancient times know more about stargates than we do today? If they truly exist, they probably did and may even have used them, as some accounts show. It may turn out we might be able to influence these places using advanced devices and not have to rediscover how they originally were controlled. Well, time will tell.